Bengals advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. We're still doing the Friday edition, but I got a fine guest and he's making it easy. Co-Devlin with me, if you will, he's Matt Rothschild from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Dom will be back on Monday. I'll be on the road Monday, and then Tuesday, party at the Atomic, party at Hawk's original neighborhood bar, Hawk's on State Street. Please join us there. Party on State Street, Hawk's, Devil's Advocates. Dom will be at the party, and then Friday, we're going to Trump in Waukesha. That's the plan. We're going to broadcast live. We're doing it live. But anyways, man, I didn't bring you to talk about those things. You got a grievance about these fake Trump electors. Now, I've had a grievance with the Attorney General, and Dom's made this point often publicly. Josh Call, where are the indictments? But it doesn't just have to be Josh Call, does it?
No. In fact, Josh Call, I understand, has said it's more appropriate for the district attorney to do it. And the district attorney here in Dane County where these crimes were committed is Ishmael Osan. Ish, as he's called. And so I was there outside the Dane County Courthouse yesterday morning with Mel Barnes from Law Forward, who wrote a letter with her fellow founder of Law Forward 5.5 months ago, asking Ishmael Osan to investigate these 10 false electors, including Bob Spindella, the Wisconsin Elections Commission, including Andrew Hitt, who was the at least in December 2020 when this all went down, he was head of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. It's not like these guys got together on their own. They were following instructions from John Eastman and the whole Trump team crazy folks. And according to Law Forward, there are several laws that these folks may have violated. And Ishmael Osan, since the potential crimes were committed here in Dane County, it's under his jurisdiction, he should investigate and indict. So I was there urging an indictment. I mean, it's got to be an accountability time. I'd be fine if Josh Call did it. I'd be fine if Ish Osan did it. I'd be fine if Merrick Garland did it. But someone's got to hold these folks accountable up and down the line. And Merrick Garland's got to indict Trump, and Ish Osan or Josh Call's got to indict these Wisconsin false electors.
You know, I did talk with Josh Call at the Democratic Party convention. I had him at the table, and I did ask specifically, Josh, what are we doing, man? Are there investigations underway? Can you tell me more? And, you know, we also compared it with Dana Ness's statement, the Attorney General of the state of Michigan. She is certainly doing a parallel investigation. Now, she referred to the federal Department of Justice, the Michigan AG did, because effectively she said, well, all these papers, they match. This is a conspiracy on a much broader level than the crimes committed here in the state of Michigan. So she also referred to the DOJ, but it appears to me like Nestle's doing an investigation independent of the DOJ. Now, when I asked Josh Call, and he was playing coy, and that's what AGs do.
What did he say, though?
He effectively said, I'm leaving that to the federal government. Mm. You know, he effectively said, we know that there's an investigation going on at the DOJ. Why would I get in their way? That was the impression I got. Now, it's an election year, and I can see a AG that's on the ballot because, of course, federal AG Merrick Garland was appointed, but Josh Call's got to win re-election, or at least he'd hope to. But that'd be a hell of a campaign platform, and I'm not suggesting he would ever make that prosecution for political reasons, but what better reason do you need than standing up for democracy? It's not to go punish your political opponents. It's to show that you're not afraid as the Attorney General of the state of Wisconsin to hold people accountable for their unconstitutional insurrectionist behavior.
Right. And whatever possible downside there may be for Josh Call doing it, there's no downside whatsoever for Ishmael Osan doing it. He's Dane County DA. He'd get more votes than ever. And he's got a safe seat anyway. So he's got a total free political pass here to do what's right, to enforce the laws and defend our democracy.
Matt, we know there are federal investigations going on. I believe Eastman's phone has been grabbed. I think Peter Navarro's phone might have been grabbed. A couple of the very instrumental guys like Jim Troupas, who's the Wisconsin lawyer that headed up Trump's effort in court often, Greg Cheesebro, he's been intimately involved. We've seen reporting from the New York Times this week of emails that included these guys when the false elector schemes were being laid out. I mean, there were people recipients of the emails calling them fake electors,
yes.
Air quotes.
Some of the Trump folks calling them false electors, fake electors.
Because that's what they were, of course.
Right,
they
and
were,
the person
they were
who
using.
Responded to it said, maybe a better term is alternate electors and then emoji smiley face. I mean, how cynical are you going to be here?
Let's not call it murder. Let's call it, you know, death by unanticipated means, smiley face. Folks, you're listening to The Devil's Advocates. I got Batman, the vigilante of good governance. He's Matt Rothschild from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And Matt, I think this investigation at the Department of Justice, as much as I'd like to see Ish or Josh Call or one of the DAs or AGs, Dems or Republicans, do the job, I think that's where the DOJ is concentrating their efforts now. I'm not sure if they're all the way to the top of the food pyramid yet, but they've moved beyond the seditious conspirators. They move beyond the oath keepers, and seemingly the concentration in the DOJ's investigation, at least what's coming out to the public, is on the fake elector scheme. What do you think the punishment should be?
Well, I think the fake electors lead straight up to Trump. And this is a total interference with the Electoral College. It's fraud. And they can get Trump and all the false electors on this. And I think it's just, I think it's leading up to a Trump indictment. I do think we're going to have Merrick Garland Day here, as you've been praying for months and months here.
From your lips to somebody's God's ear.
Devil radio here. It's going to happen. And maybe he's waiting until the elections in November are over. There's plenty of evidence. There's been plenty of evidence, as you and Dom have been saying for months, for that indictment to come down any day now. But I do think it's going to come down soon. I think Merrick Garland is finally getting off the dime and doing what's necessary from a legal perspective, from a moral perspective, from a historical perspective. I mean, imagine historians writing about this 50, 100 years from now. Holy cow, there was a president who tried to stay in power through a coup, and he wasn't even tried. He wasn't even indicted. I mean, there would be exclamation marks all over that page.
That's what impeachments are for. Of course, there were two of those as well, but the ever so courageous Republicans voted to acquit. Matt Rothschild, last minute here. Does this newest news and indictments pending, perhaps, you think it makes Trump more likely to announce his candidacy right now, soon? And if he does that crystallize what the enemy is for the Democratic electorate?
Well, I think he'll do whatever he can if he to help him save his hide here, but it's not going to work. And I think anyone from Liz Cheney in the Republican Party all the way to, you know, Bernie Sanders is going to understand that our democracy is at stake right now. This guy's an imminent threat to our democracy, and the indictment is what's necessary to save our democracy.
Matt Rothschild, always appreciate when you come around, Batman. He is Matt Rothschild from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. You're listening to The Devil's Advocates. We're going to roll into the happy hour, the 5 o'clock. You can be a part. Your grievances aired here. 844-967-2789.
Laugh now, because you clowns have been on double secret probation since the beginning of the semester.